morning. Let's talk about journeys for a while. Okay, a lot of us have traveled on planes. We've been spoiled in cars. Mm. This is one guy that's coming in the studio who is about to take on the world and, as in travel, circumnavigate the earth on a sailboat. This dude, he must be a legend. And introducing guys, Mr. Fabian Fernandez. Yeah.
Sir, you are about to take on a very, very massive feat. Maybe you can tell us about it.
Okay, I think in Malaysia, as far as I know, it's only been done by two people.
Mm-hmm.
His Royal Highness, the Sultan of Selangor, the current Sultan of Selangor, and Azhar Mansor.
Mm-hmm.
For as far as Azhar Mansor is concerned, he did the Southern Ocean, which is basically the tip of all the southern part of all the continents.
Mm-hmm.
So it means South America, Australia, New Zealand, Africa. If you look at the globe, the shortest point is at the bottom. I'm doing something different. I'm doing a route that takes me along the tropics,
mm-hmm.
using the trade winds. Azhar Mansor's boat was purpose-built for high speed and for a particular use. So it's like driving an F1 car in his case,
mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm not driving an F1 car. I'll be driving a slightly slower one.
Okay.
So I don't want to do those, what we call high latitudes.
Right. So with the trade winds, meaning the winds will be pushing your boat. So it's technically like driving downhill, lah.
Correct.
Ah.
Correct.
Plus, what kind of boat ship are you going to be using?
My boat is a 38-foot Hunter.
Right.
And it's a production boat.
Yeah.
It's right. Built in mass.
But the windows work, lah.
I think it does, lah. No, so, you know, in my case, I don't want the windows to open.
It's your
water. It won't
be good. That's true.
Sailing around the world is something you want to check off of your bucket list, right? How many of these things have you checked off?
First, why I created my bucket list. Because a lot of us go through life not knowing what they want to do. An incident happened in my life in 2017, a death of a family member very young. So that created this thought process in my mind that, you know, you could just go like that. Then I said, no, I think I have to sit and actually think about what I want to do with my life.
Right.
Coincidentally, I watched this movie called The Bucket List.
Mm-hmm.
Then I created a bucket list of things that I needed to do. So I'm like sort of halfway there.
Yep.
And sailing is probably the biggest one that it's going to take in terms of, because it's a very long period to complete.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been planning this trip for?
I think I started about 2018, 19.
Oh, wow. That's 4 years. 4 years of planning.
So the total journey you're approximating is going to be about 6 years. Are we looking at that?
I don't want to go to a place and just
whiz past
like F1. Yeah, I want to see the culture. I want to see the people. And introduce Malaysia in the process because no one knows of any Malaysian who has done it. Because when I ask people who are doing this as a way of life, they don't know a single Malaysian.
So that's great. Now, you're bringing the Malaysian spirit across the world. Now, you know, we Malaysians are known for our food. What is the one food that you would like to introduce to people
nasi
across
lemak,
the world?
Without a doubt.
No doubt. Not even a hesitation.
So you mean you're going to be in your boat cooking nasi lemak and every stop you're going to distribute like some nasi lemak to people?
No, I'm hoping that the diplomatic corps can support me. That they, when they come from somewhere, wherever those countries are, and then they can prepare that.
Yes, they bring the santan, the kacang.
Yes.
That'd
be
great. Okay, so you mentioned you are going to be away for quite a long time. Right. I think you'll be back in 2027?
26, 27,
okay, great. So that's a long time to be away from friends and family. Like, how do you feel about that?
When you get into certain parts of the ocean, you're basically cut off.
Yeah.
I have sat phone and all these things, but there are portions in the ocean that you cannot be reached. Yeah. That is where the anxiety comes. As far as a family, to answer your question, is I will come back throughout the journey. Because I think it's too long.
Yeah.
It's because of all this waiting. And this is the waiting that we are talking about, the wind.
Fabian, I got to ask you, lah, why are you going to do this? You don't like watching TV at home.
And aren't you scared of Godzilla?
I think Godzilla
sea creatures.
I think you'll be looking at Kraken.
Yeah, Kraken, exactly.
Yeah, man.
You're a brave man, sir.
Look, Fabian Fernandez in the studio with us today. He's going to be sailing around the world. When will you embark on your journey?
February next year.
Very nice. Okay, more with Fabian Fernandez after this. We are at Sunroof right now. It's...
It's the Awesome Foursome, and speaking of oars, another thing that traveled in water, we have a man in the studio, Fabian Fernandez, who's about to circumnavigate, or rather travel the globe, the entire world, on a sailboat. And he's just telling us part of his story. But Raj, you got a proposition for him, right?
We also know that you're looking for more crewmates, and I would actually like to audition for that role, Fabian. So we've set up a little test.
It's a little quiz to see how well you know boats. And today, you'll be taking on Raj. He's our resident boat expert.
Yeah.
And how this game works is very simple, Fabian. You guys are going to take turns. In 20 seconds, let's see who gets to name the most boats. Yeah. All right, so you go back and forth.
To be clear, it's types of boats.
Types of boats. It can be any military boats, you know.
Hey, don't give out the answers, Arnold.
Let's get
the categories. See, I don't know my boats, guys. I'm sorry.
So, are you guys ready? Yes. Fabian, I'm sure you're ready to take on the challenge.
Yeah.
Because you're our guest, you get to go first, okay, Fabian? Timer starts now.
Okay, types of boats.
Okay.
Dinghy.
Ooh, I'll go with the U-boat.
Cruiser.
Yacht.
Aircraft carrier.
Super yacht.
Sailboat.
Sampan.
Tongkang.
Oh, I wanted to go with that. Trawler, fishing trawler.
Barge.
Ooh.
Time's up.
He got the last one.
There you go. Of course, our boat expert here, Fabian Fernandez, is the winner. Fabian, we just want to wish you good luck on your journey. And after 6 years later, please come back and talk to us, and we want to see what happens.
We expect a long beard and hair, how people
long
go
hair
away.
Not possible.
Beard and hair. And please share your socials before you go. How can people get to see you?
So one of the things that we're trying to do now is to actually attract this crew. I'm planning to give another talk in Out of Africa in PJ on the 3rd of December at 8 p.m. You see, I need 3 people on the boat maximum, so that's myself and another 2. So I'm hoping that the Navy, Malaysian sailors who do not have experience in blue water as in oceans, can actually join me. So hopefully we can get some people interested and willing to support. On the government side, I'm looking at actually diplomatic support and corporates who are willing to support the crew.
Very nice. So there you have it. If anyone out there listening, you want to get in on this, please hit up Fabian on Instagram. You can DM him. It's Destiny12, right?
Yes,
the handle?
Spelled out.
Yeah, Destiny, T-W-E-L-V-E.
You know how to spell 12.
Fabian, thanks. Hey, I struggled there for a while. But Fabian Fernandez, thank you very much. And all the best.